and in what capacity, right? And so I know I was getting wrapped around the actual about an org chart or something else like that. That is all, in my opinion, is all fluid, is all open for debate, is all open for discussion. The question is, what do we need that's in the best interest of the school to make us positioned for success, whether it's 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, 24 months. I don't know what that time frame is, but I do know that we, all of us haven't been involved and engaged in the types of activities that Dimitri is spearheading and has put a lot of time and energy into and is focused on, and he has a lot of expertise in, and I agree that we need to transition that expertise, but that's not going to happen over a two-week period or a three-week period. That's a process that takes a lot of mentoring and a lot of understanding and a lot of learning. And so it's something that takes a period of time, whether it's Ricardo or someone on the staff or people on this board or whomever. But I think we need to have an honest conversation about, you know, do we need that? Do we need his skills for what period of time and in what capacity? Now, I don't know what the answers are, Joseph. We don't know what the answers are. I don't know if that's going to be decided today. We don't even know what Dimitri is willing to accept or do. He may be like, you know what, I've had enough, or I do want to do some things. I don't know. I haven't spoken to him. I don't know what his thoughts are, but I think we need to kind of put what's in the best interest of the school, and understanding that I got it that we have Ricardo, we have Denise, and they're here to do certain things, but can they do all those other things that we really need to do over the next period?
Yes, that's what we hired them for. It's a constant every month. This board, or certain members of this board decide that they want something else because they have a long-range plan that was on that org chart. And now every month something else just creeps up to get to that ultimate org chart that was discussed months ago. You were doing a complete disservice to this community. Now teachers are going, and now parents, and now families are going to go, who the heck is in charge? First it was Denise. We labeled her head of school publicly on the record. Then when in that executive session we didn't immediately jump for Dimitri, it was Ricardo. Do dual heads. So then we had to rewrite it all and do dual heads for the school. And now since Ricardo's gone, Dimitri's gone, you want something else. You can't have it this way. It's going to destroy the school. We need stability, plain and simple.
I don't say it'll destroy the school. We have a lot.
Yeah, you just said it. We need stability.
Stability. We have to, we used to have one, now we have two, now we want three, or somebody. Already decided.
We never had one. Dimitri was always doing roles that Nick never did.
But okay. That's Monday
Ricardo,
we voted for head
Ricardo,
of school.
Hold on. And Ricardo came on and did a lot of roles Nick never did.
Well, and he charged us for it.
Of course. And now
charge us for negotiating his contract.
Roles. We're putting together a leadership team. That's what we're doing.
But we already put together
a leadership team. We did. It's done. We said it to the community. So, now, since he's gone, you want him in place, and you want him in place in that position that you had arranged and talked about secretly months ago, and it's wrong.
I think the issue is also whether or not it was plotted and schemed, the appearance is such, and the perception is ultimately important here. And as we're trying to be more transparent as we're moving forward in the future, that is why I am suggesting these conversations, and that we can't make a snap decision on this, because it can't be that this board is bulldozing agendas through. And so the idea is having those conversations with stakeholders. Understand? I mean, we probably don't want 50 people in a room because you can't all hear each other. But having strategic stakeholders involved in these conversations about what is it that we really need to do, what is it that we would really help us the most. Because if we're talking about what's for the good of the school, we might need to have a little bit more of the school or the community involved in those conversations, is what I'm suggesting.
I think, if I may, when you spoke earlier, you said executive director or whatever title we give him. I think maybe what threw things off was when you said a tripod, because that's telling me that, you know, that there's three people running the show. I don't know that we need a third person to run the show, but we do need his skills. That's something I mentioned it back in April, you know, July 1st. That's a big hole to fill. I know that you can't do it. I can't do what he did with the time that we have. So perhaps redefining a title and then looking at how it fits into the scheme, whether it's a short-term deal, like to get us through this 12th grade thing to get the first graduation under, to get the gym done, something like that, to be able to do it without actually having him being the third wheel. So does that make sense? The third person. Still report to the board, but maybe in his role there. Just thinking, I'm just trying to process the whole thing. Yeah. Because I think we're getting hung up on titles.
Right. I agree. I mean, I think that Elias put it probably, he characterized it probably better than I did, that Denise and Ricardo, and not, this is not, they still need vision and strategic, they need to be aligned with the strategic plan, but Dimitri is there as more of a more broadly strategic thinker. And he is there to develop the mission and vision of this school, that it is a global educational campus. And utilizing Greek and to a certain extent Spanish at Academia Alonso, and to further that vision. Ricardo and Denise are there on the ground on a daily basis to make sure that the day-to-day academics are fully realized to their potential, as well as the operations. And Dimitri is there in another capacity as more of the strategic 30,000 foot idealizer.
Is that a school employee?
Yeah,
I think it has to be. Who would do that? Because if it's a 30 foot, consultants are often 30 foot kind of people.
Well, I think he would be, just like Ricardo, is better suited to be an employee. I think Dimitri in that role would be better suited as an employee, because those consultants only work at the whim of the board. And
not
we don't have.
They could easily work at the whim of the.
Or at the direction.
The,
I should say the
administrators.
And.
Yeah, but Dimitri's, you know, or that role is also going to functions, I don't know, 24/7. I mean, I'd rather not pay a consultant on a Sunday night in Atlantic City trying to raise money for the school or make contacts.
Yeah, with, you know, consultants are not necessarily less expensive.
And there are certain overs.
Yeah.
I mean, there's overs.
However, I mean, you can always put a cap on everything too. But
I don't. Yeah.
But as an employee of the state, there are certain oversights that you're required to perform.
Right.
Certain things that restrict what you can do. So in other words, there's a little bit more, I would say, transparency in terms of the activities and the things you can and can't do, because there are certain rules and requirements and regulations. Say, where's a consultant? I don't know, right? They can do a lot of things that perhaps a state employee couldn't do. So does that provide us more security? And that's a conversation.
Yeah.
Is he a consultant? Is he an employee direct employee of the school? Is he? I don't know what those answers are. But I think that at least for some period of time, we need some transitional period where he is doing something for his roles and responsibilities that he has managed as in his previous capacity.
And so I would suggest that, just like we did with Denise and Ricardo, to authorize somebody to discuss that with Dimitri, and also with Denise and Ricardo, have them collaborate with it. I don't know that it necessarily has to be a committee like Laura said, but I think that this is it's an ongoing discussion that needs to involve the people who are going to be affected, like Denise and Ricardo.
Well, I sort of think that, again, if we're talking about the board doing something, which I frankly don't support, but if the board is going to do something, then it needs to be the board that is first making a decision about what we need and what that looks like, instead of asking the people that we're hiring to figure it out for us.
Exactly.
I agree.
Remember the comment, we don't ask the factory workers who their boss should be when equating teachers to factory workers. We should not ask the person who we are hiring what role they want.
Yeah, I mean, we did that with Denise, and we did it backwards.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know that anybody said that. They don't typically hire their bosses.
No, factory workers. It was said in this room.
I don't know who made that comment.
No, I don't. You want to hire.
Well, first of all, I want to chip in too, because everybody had a good say. First of all, I want complete transparency. I think that what we're going to do today, or should do today, is discuss what we should do. And agreeing with Laura, I think it should be the position of the person, but we also have to identify what the needs are. And we have needs, and I love Ricardo and Denise, and they got lots of good skill sets, but I'm not convinced that they are what we need. There are contacts, there are visions that Dimitri has been doing, the experience, the connections, everything for the last 10 years that can't be reproduced. No matter how great you say the new two position people are, I don't think, and I firmly don't think, that they can complete the task for the next 2 years for the going to school.
But I'm sorry to stop you, Michael, but then why did you vote to approve their contracts and hire them?
I needed, because what I saw was that the needs that Denise filled with her resume fill exactly what she's doing and what Ricardo's doing. So just as Leah said, I'm looking at not three stools, but I think in the school, I know they have to have vision. I heard that. I was listening intently. But their day-to-day operations and their vision will mesh. But this other position is external to the school in that it has all these external fundraising, external contacts, external. It takes a lot of time and effort and knowing people to make those connections. I can't go up to Longwood and ask for $1 million. And I don't know if Denise or Carter can do that, but I know Dimitri can. So that position, albeit, needs to be has somebody that has the skill sets to fulfill those needs that the school needs for the long-term vision. Now, ultimately, Dimitri will fill that because he's already shown that he could. But I firmly believe it's the position we're looking for. The hierarchy, all this backroom stuff, that's just a scarecrow. Dimitri did bring it to the table. I didn't look at it. I heard all the noise around it, but after that I never returned to it, but that wasn't my concern. What I'm looking now is what the school needs and how we're going to fulfill it and how we're going to remedy that. If Dimitri is co or whatever, filling those positions and those needs is what I need for the school. Now, you can say that it's backdoor cigar, whatever, but I know if we don't have him doing what he's doing, I don't trust the school's going to go because I know the investors aren't going to be settled. They're not going to be secure. I don't know if everything else is going to have the money that we proposedly can be getting with all these new contacts we have. I don't know if they're going to go to their fruition. I can see a dead end coming quickly. So to say that if we leave it just as it is and feel comfortable going forward, I cannot feel in good conscience. Now, if you say, can Ricardo do his job as he has been explained in his contract? Can Denise do what she can do, explain within her contract, I do believe they can do that. Now, if you ask me if they go beyond that, I'm not fully convinced yet.
And let me add a point of information off of what Michael just said. So there was, as I said at the last meeting, there was an investor call, a call with the investors on July 2nd, where beforehand Peter Svahn had indicated that Dimitri was stepping down. And they were a little annoyed that they were just really learning about that now, or at that point.
Why were they just learning about it now?
Because Peter didn't say anything to them. I don't know. But
Peter knew the last board meeting, isn't that true?
But it was in the IHEPM bylaws as well that it was going to happen.
And they said,
We probably should know that because of the bylaws that we agreed to.
And so Peter said, I take that on me. That's my fault. But they do take this very seriously, and both Denise and Ricardo, I believe, to the investors indicated that they would support this proposal. The investor
isn't it detrimental to the position he's saying now?
Well, yeah.
So which proposal?
Dimitri would be in some sort of position that we need to figure out what that to me. It's not a matter of whether or not we should do this. It's a matter of how do we get this done. And so at that investor meeting, I indicated to the investors that we're doing something to get Dimitri back in the fold.
But and that is prior to us meeting here tonight.
No, we were saying we were meeting here tonight.
And we were doing something to get Dimitri to the fold. So you came in here with this wonderful agenda.
And I said, And this agenda was done before that even.
But you guys have known this for months and months and months, so, just waiting for him to leave, then spring it on us again.
We're not springing anything. We're trying to figure out what is in the best interest of the school. And now that Dimitri is gone, to me, the only solution is to have Dimitri in a position of authority so that he can act on the things that he's been acting on. But to me, it's a hold on. But to me, it is a disservice to this school not to utilize him. And the fact that you're bringing up these ideas that this has been in the works, like Elias said, we have to plan these things. He was coming off as of July 1st.
This is not something that is innocently planned. This is not. This has been...
It is planned to the extent that we need to plan for this school's future. We would be doing this school a disservice if we did not have a plan in place.
But the plan was made when he was... The plan was discussed.
The plan is being made...
He was a member of the board of directors.
No, the plan is being made now. The board has not spoken about that as a group until now.
No. That Monday we did, when he passed out those papers.
But that's an important...
But we...
You just said the board has not spoken about that as a group.
Right.
But the members of AHEPA have spoken about it?
Not all of them at the same time.
But collectively,
So this is a school that was founded by AHEPA. This school furthers the AHEPAN vision of... this Greek-inspired global learning education center. This is an AHEPA school. As board members, the AHEPans, who already have connections with each other, discuss these things. No decisions are made.
But a meeting of five AHEPans constitutes a quorum.
Well, there was never a meeting of five AHEPans.
But there's such thing as a serial quorum, which means if you call... person A, and person A calls person B, and person B calls person C, and person C calls person D, and person D calls person E, and you all agree, that is a serial quorum.
I don't know that happened.
It happened that Monday into that Wednesday. That Monday when we walked out of that executive meeting, and then we had the meeting of four to discuss the nieces, and you sat us down and you said, the AHEPAns talked.
And so everything was then spoken about at a public meeting. We all discuss it in a public meeting.
Conflating stuff. It's different saying, just because people have conversations about something, I think, what do you think of this idea for the school? What do you think of that idea?
Right.
That doesn't constitute a quorum or a serial quorum. It constitutes people talking around ideas.
Well, then call me.
And then having a conversation either at a board meeting or at a direct... I mean, I'm not involved in all these conversations or a lot of conversations, but it's like, I do have conversations like,
neither
hey,
am
what
I.
Do you think of this?
Contact
you think of that?
Me.
And I have. Now I have your personal email.
But when you guys were exchanging these phone calls between the Monday and that executive
talked,
thing and the Wednesday, all the AHEPAns talked, not me, not Abby. Look, did you get telephone calls, Larry?
At that time, I don't think I did.
I honestly don't remember. We talk about it. We talked about it at the committee. We talked about it at the public meeting. There is nothing untoward going on here.
But I'm not putting an untoward relationship or label on it. But when the fact of the matter is that there are five AHEPAN votes that can control every vote on this board, the process, and I've said this before, is very important. And so if the AHEPANs are getting together, I'm not necessarily saying in the same room, but having discussions where all of you come to a consensus outside of a board meeting, that destroys the process. Because then you've all come here already with your minds made up, and there is little point to us having this discussion.
So there's no coming to a consensus. Well, every board member has an independent mind and a vote.
But here's the problem with that. Because on Monday, 2 days after Dimitri was gone from the board, you're presenting to the investors an idea of Dimitri being an executive director, which I didn't, you hadn't discussed with me. I'm assuming you hadn't discussed with Tammy. I can't speak for Laura or Elias. But so now that, forgive the term, I don't want to use a term. Now that's out there in the investors' mind without us ever having discussed it as a board. and with you having sufficiently made up your minds to present that to the investors.
And I told them that this is not set in stone. I said the board has not discussed this.
I'm sure
it
you
has
did.
To come to a